Although they scrub, vacuum, and empty the trash so others can come to work in clean surroundings, janitors and custodians rarely get much notice. That's even true in terms of workplace safety. It turns out they have one of the highest on-the-job injury rates of any occupation, but not a lot has been done to address it. Deborah Milek is working to change that. She's the medical director of the Center for Occupational Health Education at Harborview and spoke with 88.5's Paula Whistle.
As a physician specializing in occupational medicine, Deborah Milek diagnoses, treats, and tries to prevent workplace injuries. When I ask her what the biggest cause of injuries to custodians is, she responds with two words.
Backpack vacuum.
Backpack vacuum. You slide it onto your back so you can vacuum from floor to floor without having to set it up each time. It's convenient, but when surveying custodians at the University of Washington and then filming them on the job, Milek found often people of different sizes were sharing the same pack.
And so you would have a tall person and a short person, and they might tie the harness to their own fit. And so that would be uncomfortable for one of the people.
Uncomfortable and potentially harmful, creating shoulder and back problems. And she says even when there are ways to adjust the packs, people often aren't taught how.
I've seen this in my clinic, my occupational medicine clinic, where people have come in with back injuries, and I've asked them about their training, and they haven't had training.
Or they simply don't have time to keep adjusting the thing. As a result of the findings of Milek and her team, custodians at the university are now issued individual backpack vacuums. Milek's work with the custodial staff at the University of Washington yielded other changes as well. She says it became apparent that most of the injuries were ergonomic in nature and that there were some easy fixes. For example, she says people would extend their hip to hold the bathroom stall door open while cleaning the toilets.
So what we did was install magnets on the bathroom stall doors to hold that door open while they cleaned and no longer have to put their hip out to the left to hold that door open.
She says anything that helps keep your body in a neutral position helps you avoid injuries. Now, office workers have long had access to everything from adjustable chairs to keyboards that help prevent repetitive stress injuries. But Milek says people who clean the offices have pretty much been forgotten on the ergonomic front. She says there just aren't that many ergonomic tools available to them.
We've actually tried talking to manufacturers.
But to no avail. So she says they turned to the students in the UW Mechanical Engineering program. Right now they're working on a toilet brush with a telescoping handle so that people of different heights don't have to constantly bend down. Milek says they've also enlisted the help of the workers themselves.
Custodians are bringing more issues to the front that we didn't know about. People are sharing their best practices.
Recently, a janitor shared that she carries the little key for opening the bathroom towel dispenser on a separate small ring, so she doesn't have to lift up the large, massive keys every time she opens one of the dispensers.
Someone might think, well, that's not a big deal. You're holding the key up to do that. But it's the idea that you're doing it over and over and over, right?
Right. That's the issue, the repetitive nature of it and all of the other, you know, physical activities you're doing with your hands as well.
She says anytime you can take off unnecessary strain, it just makes sense, particularly when you realize over the long run that strain could lead to lifelong pain. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.